Hello, I'm Kaylee Hall, serving as the National FFA Secretary this year, and I'm from the state of Georgia.
Tell me about your year in national office.
Wow, it has been quite a ride so far. We started back in October when we were elected and have had the opportunity to go to Japan and experience international agriculture. And now we have really got to spend some time just at state conventions, meeting with students, and finally figuring out what it is that they're passionate about, and just hoping to be able to provide a little bit of encouragement and inspiration to them along their FFA journeys. And mine has brought me here to Missouri this week, so it's been wonderful.
You were here in Missouri as a keynoter at the Missouri FFA Convention. You have told people to overcome their fears. Tell me more about that.
As students, there are so many different voices that are pulling for attention, and I remember, especially as a high school student, and even now, I'm susceptible to those voices, and I know the students are as well, but FFA teaches us to set goals and to pursue our dreams and careers and to impact agriculture, and so there are voices that can get in the way of that, and I think that it takes the form of fear in many cases, and so I hope to just encourage students to think about what those potential barriers are for them, and then to be able to overcome those so that they can achieve their goals that they set, and the goals that they set, and also the skills that they develop in FFA, to be able to continue that development and not be stopped or be hindered by their fear.
What has FFA done for you?
FFA has completely changed my perspective. I would say that it's given me a new vision for agriculture and how diverse and how important it is, and also just a bigger perspective that our world is so much bigger than my own little world, that it's so much further beyond my driveway. It's global. It's across our nation, and that students are truly valuable in each of those places, and they have a part to play, whether that's in production or in agri-science or agribusiness or in a career not related to agriculture, that an understanding of the industry and an ability to speak and to work on teams and to communicate will benefit students no matter where they go.
It would seem to me that a year being a national FFA officer would be an opportunity for vast growth in an individual. You've gone through so many experiences already, and there are more to come for you. What are you going to take away from this year as a national FFA officer?
I think I will take away a greater appreciation for people. I think that the relationships that I'm able to build this year are so valuable, and just to see students in the 7th and 8th grade and those who are going off into college and continuing their family operations, to be inspired by them and by their character and by their motivation. I think that those relationships and just the inspiration from them is what I will remember most after this year.
You even admitted to some fears getting to the point where you are now. What would you tell young people who may have those same fears?
I would tell those students to pursue truth, whatever that is for them, that there are so many voices that are competing for their attention, but that if we will put those voices up against the voice of truth, that truth will prevail. And so I would encourage students just to test every influence in their life, whether that's a person, whether that's something they hear in music or in TV, whatever that is, to test that against what they know to be true, and then to use that to decide what they're going to listen to.
I'm sure a lot of people would be interested. What are your future plans?
Well, at this time, I plan to go back to the University of Georgia and finish up my degree in agricultural education there, and hope to eventually be a middle school agriculture teacher and FFA advisor somewhere in a local program, just building relationships with students and getting them excited about agriculture.
You must have been, or at least taken, some inspiration from your own advisor.
Absolutely. I was really blessed to have four wonderful advisors through my time in middle school and in high school, and to just see their lifestyle commitment to their job, and that they really did care about students in a way that's pretty unique to any other teaching area. And so I want to be able to provide that same mentorship role for other students, and so that is why I want to be an agricultural education teacher as well.